Ms. Krivenos, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
New analysis from FAO shows that the banana market is changing. Can you give me a sense of how it was versus where it seems to be going?
Well, 30 years ago, so 1980s approximately, the multinational companies really dominated banana markets in the sense that the top three companies controlled approximately two-thirds of the global banana trade. But today, when we made the analysis and looked at the numbers of how much they actually export relative to the global volumes, what we find that their influence has decreased dramatically, especially over the last 10, 20 years. Today, the top three companies, Dole, Chiquita, and Del Monte, control only about one-third of the banana exports.
And why is this shift happening?
Well, actually, the shift of market power that we're observing is really from the multinationals, the three top ones that I mentioned, to other types of, let's say, multinationals, which are supermarkets and the big retail chains, especially in Europe, the US, and the new emerging economies such as Russia. This change is happening because, on the one hand, the transport has become more diversified and also cheaper, whereas before, banana trade was mostly done through specialized transport owned by the multinationals. Today, practically anybody can hire container transport to get their bananas out of the banana-producing regions to the consuming countries. And on the other hand, what happened was that for the past 20 years, the big multinational banana companies have been withdrawing themselves from production and concentrating their efforts on logistics, ripening, and marketing.
And how does this affect the market for bananas?
In a way, it's a shift from a very vertically integrated market where one company controls production, logistics, and transport, and retail, the whole value chain, to a more diversified market with many different players interacting at the same time. But on the other hand, it's important to keep in mind, as I just mentioned earlier, that actually, who has the power now is the supermarkets. So it's the big chains that might be exerting just as much power over banana production and banana markets in general, simply shifting the power from the traders, the middle part, to actually consuming countries.
And what does this mean for banana producers?
Well, consumers are becoming more informed. They require organic bananas, more ethical bananas, with greater revenue, share of revenue going to producers. So in a way, it creates more opportunities for banana growers. On the other hand, as the market power of especially small producers is still quite low compared to other market actors, they actually need to become better informed, better organized, and in particular, becoming more associated among themselves to be able to improve their production, to be able to market their bananas, to be able to compete in the global market, which is becoming more demanding, more competitive. So what we, as FAO, we usually provide the assistance to this kind of growers, especially smallholder farmers, in strengthening their organizations because it's the only way they can have a say in the global market.
Ms. Krivenos, thank you very much.
Thank you.